Progress Test 3. 1.
There are plenty of reasons why people go and live in another country. They may wish to take advantage of better educational opportunities abroad. They might want to improve their chances of getting a good job, or they may just prefer the culture of a foreign country to that of their own country. Take Elliot. Having grown up in Scotland, he expected to spend his life there, until by chance he fell in love with a Spanish girl called Anna, who was in Edinburgh studying English. Elliot visited her in Granada, her home city in the south of Spain, and fell in love with the place straight away. It wasn't so much the music and the food that he admired, but the way people interacted with one another, and the way they enjoyed life. He's lived in Granada for 4 years now, and I know he could never live anywhere else.
2.
So, Tony, what made you go and live in Milan?
Well, I got good grades at school, and my parents thought I should have tried to get into a top university, either in England or abroad. But to be honest, I didn't know what I wanted to do. I knew I wanted to study something, but I didn't know which subject to choose. So I took a course in the UK which gave me a qualification to teach English as a foreign language, and I took the first job I could find. That was in Milan, teaching English.
It can't have been a bad decision because you're still here now, after 3 years.
That's true. At first, it was difficult to adapt to life here. I missed my friends, and it was difficult to make Italian friends, but that didn't last long. I think I've really made the most of my opportunities out here. After a while, I decided I didn't want to teach anymore. But instead of going back to England, I decided to study business in Milan. And now I can pick and choose jobs here because I'm fluent in both English and Italian. Everybody should try to learn another language, I think.
3.
Spending time travelling abroad can open your eyes to aspects of life which you might not experience if you never leave your native country. Prize-winning travel writer Fiona Swift is here to share her expertise with us on this subject, as is Tom Holmes from Gap Year Specialists' Take Wings. We've also invited world-famous novelist Andrea Locke, who says she must have spent more than half her life in countries other than the UK. Last but not least, we have a panel of young people with questions to ask. Now, Fiona, let me ask you a question first.